joined in the media center by Andrew Hines, who rode to a 6.773 at 198.64 miles per hour during Q3 to secure his first number one qualifier of the year. Four strong runs for you to open up the season. To what do you owe that consistency right off the bat?
Well,
is
on?
Yeah, it's more in there.
Okay. Late in the season last year, we figured out how to get our street rods off the starting line a lot more consistently. So coming here, it was just a progression of taking our notes from last year and making sure that we were making the proper calls at the right time to improve our 60 foots. And by doing that, it improved our 330 times. So our motorcycles run pretty well in that area already. So with us being able to pick up just those extra, the 1/100 or 200ths we're missing in 60 foot, it just parlays into really big numbers at the finish line. So anytime our Harley-Davidsons can get to 60 foot in the same time as the other guys, typically we can wind up here with a green hat. So luckily I did it on St. Patrick's Day here. But the guys at our shop, they do such a great job all the time, not just from race to race, but, during the off season, they tore them completely down, recoded the frames, made sure all the wiring was top notch. And, I had the confidence in them to step over the motorcycle and try and go for 200 miles an hour in our first test run. So they instill a lot of confidence in me because I trust what they do, and I've never once, and I can't remember how long, it hasn't been an issue that one of the crew members has created where I've had to shut the motorcycle off and leave the starting line. They've been consistent and built correctly, and that's just, you can reap the benefits off just having that in your head when you go up there to pop the clutch. It helps for reaction times, and it helps for riding straight down the track. Less stuff you have to worry about.
Sure.
Now, I'm sure you have a pre-launch ritual from the burnout to getting to the line and staging. Did that throw you off any, knowing that there was a maybe not a big problem, but there was a problem?
Oh, the problem on the Q3 run?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess that's probably the benefit of being a veteran, is knowing how to handle situations like that. And with working on the motorcycle full-time with the guys in the shop and doing everything that I can to help them, I understand the inner workings of everything in the engine, the entire chassis and all that. So when it didn't have oil pressure, the first thing that went through my head was the old days when we had those issues was pull the vacuum line off. Well, now we've changed that mounting location and how it's clamped on there. So I had to do some quick math in my head and figure out, all the iterations I could do to try and get oil pressure back in this thing. But once I got the thumbs up that the oil pressure was good and continued my burnout, it's kind of flush what just happened. And that just comes with years and years of riding these things. I can just kind of shut it off. I was grateful at that point. I didn't expect to go number one, but I just wanted that chance to go get another launch and try and get the clutch tuned for the next run. So it all just worked out and made a really clean run, and the tune-up was pretty close. And we've been picking away on it all weekend long and all throughout testing, trying to figure out how to make our street rods go 200. We just haven't quite figured that out yet. We're just that little tick off, and we can get them to run eighth mile, but we can't get them to run the last 600 feet. And then we can get them to run the last 600 feet, can't get them to run to eighth mile. So it's a little bit of back and forth, and it kind of bites it here and there. And you see guys going 200 miles an hour, and then Hector Jr. goes 201. He's doing a good job, and we got more of that right now, but we're going to keep trying, making sure our Harley-Davidson can run the front. But, ET is what matters. That'll get you wind lights, and we're right there with it.
Track temperature was hot in this fourth session. Put together good runs pretty much all throughout qualifying. Now, how much confidence does that give you going into first round of eliminations when we could see these type of conditions tomorrow?
Well, we came into race day not trying to go 200. We had gearing on the bike yesterday to try and go 200, and today we kind of put our race day tune-up in it, knowing that the conditions were going to be hotter. So we took that advantage and sacrificed some speed to try and run the ET, and it worked out in Q3. We were 1 and 2 qualifiers. So we have our setup for tomorrow in the race bike, and we pushed it on that last run to try and see what the track would hold, knowing that the conditions will be similar to this tomorrow. And we both overspun a little bit, about 30, 40 feet out. So it's just a matter of knocking back the ignition timing that area a little bit, just work on our launch curves. And that was our test run. That'll parlay into good stuff for tomorrow. That's right in the heat of the day. That could be the final round tomorrow. Hopefully we get that far and put on a good show.
Do you anticipate that being the case for everybody, that now you forget the 200 and everybody focuses on ET?
Yeah, as soon as I saw Hector Jr. go 200 yesterday, I forgot about 200. Just like when I ran the first six, 13 years ago here, the first one is the one that really matters. He did it first, congrats to him, and now it's just going to be people checking him off the list. But the first one was the one that mattered. We wanted it, Now it's just going to be focused on winning races. You know, if 200 pops up, we're not going to probably get after it as hard all the time. We're just going to try and make sure our motorcycles are top notch and get to the win light.
How long before 202 now?
I don't know how he's doing 201, so probably a little tribute to that slippery new body put on that bike for this race. But you know, it's all weather dependent. And I'd like to think we could have gone 201 this weekend after, you know, run 199 on our motorcycles here last year. We kind of figured that we'd be a little bit better this year, but the conditions are worse, and so he's going quicker. We're not
thinking about adding that oil pressure routine in every time now since it worked out so well.
No. We fixed that between runs and changed the culprit, and we're not going to add that back in anytime. Those are stressful, and got to learn how to handle them, but get it done.
What was the most fun thing you did over the winter?
Man, the most fun thing.
Spice it up,
man. Right.
I can't think of one fun thing.
I was afraid that's what you were going to say.
Yeah. Story at work, and flat track team, Harley Davidson flat track team this winter, just helping those guys engineer some new motorcycles, and they had to build 9 brand new ones that they went and raced this weekend and the past week in Daytona. So, you know, there's some cool stuff that I worked on at the shop that is fun in my eyes. It's not fun outside of the job, but you know, a lot of late nights laying in bed thinking about what I can do to help those guys and what I can do to help us. And there's a lot of stress that goes into it, but you know, I just enjoy hanging out with my family, watching my little girl grow up. And you know, she's almost 11 months old now, and I left on Sunday. She took her first steps on Monday, so that's kind of the nature of being a drag racer. You miss some of the big things.
Is Declan enjoying having her around?
Oh yeah, Declan's a great big brother. He's always willing to help, always willing to get her out of bed. And I guess one of the fun things is we've